familiar theme, our tribute to the Green Beret. Good morning to you. There's going to be a change in the weather and a change in the sea, and from now on there'll be a change in me. Good morning. I'm going to change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'm even going to change the way I strut myself. Today is Wednesday, February 20th, 2008. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN for a program we call I Kid You Not. We look at the events of the day, invite your comments, your participation, by getting on the telephone and calling us at 800-313-9443. That's easy to remember, huh? So whoever you are and wherever you may be, within sound of my voice on this Wednesday morning, a warm welcome to you. Thanks for joining us this hour here on RBN. Now, for those of you who are perhaps new to this program, since this is a new program, in recent days we've been discussing a diabolical, straight out of the gates of hell, effort by on the part of the Bush administration to destroy this country's sovereignty. We're talking about the infamous North American Union. It's a diabolical plan, as we've indicated, put forth by the Bush administration. It's in the process of being implemented as we speak this morning, but if implemented, I don't think I'm too far off the mark when I tell you that it will destroy the United States of America, the sovereignty of the United States. The United States, this great nation representing the last great hope for the peace and dignity of all mankind. We've also been discussing what amounts to an invasion, illegal invasion across our unprotected southern border. Upwards of 10,000 illegal aliens coming across, streaming across every day. Anywhere from 4,000 to 10,000 illegal aliens per day, and 70 to 80% of those being successful. Now, the government will admit to 12 million illegal aliens alive and well in this country. Shouldn't be here. But there are reports that in reality that number could go as high as perhaps 40 million. Get that. 40 million. Imagine that. Now, Bush, having promised to close down this disgraceful lack of activity, lack of protecting our southern border, having pledged previously, remember, pledging to place the National Guard along our borders, that's before the election, and then failing to do so following the election, outright lying to the American people, and is all too often the case in modern politics. These politicians are lying to us, folks. We have to be on our guard, don't we? You have to think about that when we pull a lever in this coming election. Now, he's, in spite of the fact that he's been lying to us about the southern border and about the North American Union, he's not being held accountable by Congress or the American people. Remember, it was Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, who once said, "A nation that cannot protect its borders is destined for the dustbin of history." And folks, this morning I'm here to tell you I'm afraid that's where we're headed, regardless of the political party. Democrat, Republican, makes no difference, because with rare exception, candidates from both parties are selected by the real powers in this country, a shadow government whose members are a group of one-world elitists. We'll be back. Now, what are your thoughts on this subject? This nation could well go to the dustbin of history underneath our very noses. Is this generation going to allow that? Get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you. I Kid You Not is the name of our show. Welcome. And as you heard in our opening, we're discussing, we have been now for the past few days, a diabolical, straight from the gates of hell, plot to do away, defeat from within the United States of America. Lou Dobbs, to his credit over at CNN, is already trying to alert his viewers and listeners by essentially saying the same thing. I want to make this point. It makes no difference to the trilateralists and the CFR. That's the shadow government in this country. What party? Their chosen candidates. Now, I say chosen candidates, and meaning this, of course, that we think that these candidates just come out of nowhere. The Jimmy Carters and so forth. Where'd they come from? The peanut farmer from Georgia? Came out of nowhere, didn't they? Elected President of the United States. Because the entire power and might of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Trilateral Commission was behind the Jimmy Carter and other presidents. And there's only two presidents, really, that come to mind, Ronald Reagan and Ron Paul. Now, there may be others, and as I understand it, Bush, George Bush, 43. Is not a member of the Trilateral Commission or the CFR. Correct me if I'm wrong, you listeners out there, but as far as I can determine, he's not a member, but that makes no difference because he's under their tutelage anyway. Part of this New World Order scheme, put forth by his infamous father, Bush 1. I say infamous. Everybody sort of thinks he's so neat, you know, and so forth, but think back. You know, that's where the expression New World Order first came from Bush 1. And, of course, Bush 3, or Bush 2, let's hope there's not a Bush 3, is following through. They're the real power in this country, folks. Whether you want to believe that and accept it or not, it's a fact. The CFR and the Trilateral Commission. Now, we'll be discussing, along with other issues today, perhaps, the North American Union. We invite your telephone calls. Get on the phone and talk to us at 800-313-9443. Now, I'd like to make this point. If we know that there's many of you out there, listeners, who have listened to RBM, some of the various programs and so forth, but have not called in. And if you're among those, I invite you personally to get on the telephone and talk to us this morning. Tell us what's on your mind. It does not have to be isolated. It doesn't have to be about the North American Union. Whatever's on your mind. We welcome your phone calls, your discussion. So any of you can call, but particularly those of you who have listened before and have never picked up the telephone to call. We'd like to hear from you this morning. Another reminder here, by way of a listening reminder, we have arranged to have a very special guest on this show on Friday, this coming Friday. Friday the 22nd, ironically that's Washington's birthday, and I'm referring to Dr. Deneen Peterson, a lovely lady. I had an opportunity to chat with her on the telephone the other evening, and she's really got this subject of the North American Union nailed. So don't miss our show. I'm promoting this as much as we possibly can. She'll be on with us on our show on Friday, Washington's birthday, very appropriate. She chose the day, and we'll be discussing these issues with her. So you'll be able to call in. Well, as a matter of fact, we may not have a call-in on Friday. But on future appearances, she has assured me that she would be welcoming our phone calls as well. So that's Friday, this coming Friday, the 22nd, Washington's birthday, Dr. Deneen Peterson. And don't miss that show. We have a caller, Kathy in Texas. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have a question. Do you happen to know who Al Cuppet is, a former Joint Chief of Staff? Have you ever heard of him? Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kathy, I do not.
Okay, he's out of Virginia. I just heard some comments he was making about the New World Order and discussed the problem with the private police forces. I noticed here in Texas, we had I think it was called the Architects Task Force or something like that, that was funded by the federal government for a short period of time. I haven't seen them lately, but he's from Virginia, and they say there's all kinds of foreign troops and everything in the country, and it's been there since the late 80s. If you don't know him, maybe he'd be someone that'd be interesting to talk to or have on your show.
Oh, we're always looking for interesting guests, Kathy. You know that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It seems to me, and these guests that we're talking to, potential guests. I think you just heard me mention Dr. Deneen Peterson, PhD.
Yeah, look forward.
She
to
has her own
show.
Website called Stop the North American. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I look forward to hearing the show.
Well, it's going to be an interesting show because it's a no holds barred. When I interview, it's not a softball interview. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I make that clear to any potential guest that's going to appear on the show that we don't throw softballs. This is hardball, not in the Chris Matthews style, but in a real effort to try to get to the bottom of these things and find out what's going on. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But
if
you want to email me with any information on him, I'd be glad to contact him.
What's your email again?
RamblinDon@frontiernet.net. You want me to spell it for you?
Rambling Don.
No, I'll spell it for you. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Got a pencil handy?
Yes.
All right. It's R-A, M as in Mary, B-L-I-N, Don, dot, frontiernet, dot net. And just drop me an email, Kathy, and if you have the information, you know, where he can be contacted and so forth, we'd be glad to do that.
Okay, I'll try
and
to thank
you. I thank you for the tip.
And also, you know, I'm in tax compliance, and I was doing a little research about non-resident aliens, and those individuals are required to file income tax returns.
Hey, they're here illegally. Do you think that because they're required to do so, that's going to encourage them to do it, Kathy?
No, but the way it's my understanding.
That's the last thing. As an illegal, that's the last thing they're going to want to do. Why? Because they think it's going to entrap them. They're going to find out that they're here illegally or something.
Right. Well, I think that
the whole economy that Bush brags about and everything, to his utter disgrace. This whole underground economy with the drug culture and the whole thing is just that. It's underground. It's under the radar screen. Go ahead.
Well, I think that the laws are in effect. They don't have to create any more laws. They just need to enforce the laws.
Enforce the ones we've already got.
Yes. Appropriately. Because they're trying to enforce them against the citizens of the 50 states and not the non-resident aliens, and it's backwards. It's wrong. And I didn't know that for 20 years. I never did understand that until just recently.
And you live in Texas, right?
Yes.
Are you familiar with any of the... Well, I'm sure you must be, Kathy. Can you share with our listeners this morning any observations you have? I know that you're not totally opposed to these people coming across our borders. I judge that from recent phone calls here that you've made to this show.
Yeah, and it's very difficult for me because I don't want people that come here to be persecuted just because they can't speak English. But I don't like the idea of the criminals, these people that rape people and murder people. No, we don't want those kind of people here.
Do you believe that we ought to have English as the official language in this country, Kathy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so then that solves that, I mean, period, end report, right?
Yes, and I think that them allowing the people that come here that speak Spanish to allow them... or to give them this little crutch so that they don't have to learn English, hurts them.
Well, do you know what political party, and there's some misguided Republicans as well, but I'll give you three guesses, the first two don't count, on what political party refuses to establish English as the official language in this country?
Yeah.
You know which party I'm referring to?
No, I'm unaware of that.
You're unaware of that?
No.
Well,
yeah.
Now you're aware of it. Because I kid you not, it's the Democrats that are fighting this tooth and nail, and
mm-hmm.
for reasons known mainly only to them. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate to say I've withdrawn myself, and I haven't voted for 10 years out of frustration. And
well, you can't drop out, Kathy. You can't drop out.
Yeah.
You have to stay. You have to do. It's your duty as a citizen to cast a vote, but it's
mm-hmm.
also your responsibility to cast an informed vote, and that's what we try to do in this hour and on this network on RBN.
Yeah,
is to inform people. Go ahead.
Well, I hear these comments that and I don't know. Maybe this is just my own head talking to me, but you listen to all these talk shows and you hear this information that if you vote, then all of a sudden the government has control over you because you voted, you know. And
whoa, you sort of lost me there. Can you sort of twist the lens a little bit and clarify that?
Voter registration, the definition of citizen, U.S. citizen, and these types of things cause confusion. And it's like the federal government, the United States, the corporation, that government that is supposed to be operating in Washington, D.C., tries to control your life when they really don't have the authority to do that. And I get that some, and I don't know if this is misinformation or not, but I got that, you know, like I said, I did not register to vote because I felt like I was losing my sovereignty, or what? Giving hand
well,
them over.
Well, you know what? As a citizen, we have a break coming up here, Kathy. Do you have anything else to add, or do you want to hang on?
Well, no. You go ahead, and I'd like to hear your
all right.
comments. Go ahead.
All right. All
have
right.
a good morning.
All right, Don Wayne here. Thank you, Kathy from Texas. Get on the telephone and talk to us. 800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, and the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you here. Get on telephone, talk to us. Whatever's on your mind. 800-313-9443. Easy to remember, huh? Have you heard about the brouhaha on Obama's wife? She made the comment that only recently has she been able to be proud of her country. I mean, this is after 9/11, and after her husband's running for the presidency of the United States. And unfortunately, if you're listening to the pundits and the polls, has a good opportunity of becoming our next president. Yuck. Well, that'll keep you awake nights if you really think about it. But he's got some explaining to do. Fox News brought their cameras into their campaign office in Houston. And what, to their wondering eyes, should they see? a Cuban flag with Che Guevara covering a third of the wall. Now, he can deny it all he wants to. But that shows you, I think, where this man is coming from. What a danger to this constitutional republic to have a major party in this country seriously consider nominating him or having him as their nominee to run for the highest office in the world. Boy, I shudder to think about that. Now, if you've joined us here just recently, for the past couple of days, we've been discussing a diabolical, straight from the gates of hell plan put forth by the Bush administration. They're implementing it. It's supposed to be implemented completely by 2010. Now, that's not very far off, is it? Right around the corner. And I'm referring to an article in Human Events, humanevents.com. Check it out. Jerome Corsi, patriotic American, good journalist, writes. He says, President Bush is pursuing a globalist agenda to create a North American Union, which will effectively erase our borders with both Mexico and Canada. Now, this was the hidden agenda behind the Bush administration's true open borders policy. Now, let that soak in. What am I telling you? Am I making this up? I wish I was. I kid you not. It's coming like a freight train. And if it's implemented, it will destroy the United States of America as we know it, our national sovereignty. Now, as I indicated a couple of times here so far this morning, we are privileged, I'm privileged to announce that we're having a wonderful guest scheduled for Friday. We'll take up the entire hour. Her name is Dr. Denene Peterson, and she has researched and documented this awful, diabolical plan to defeat the United States of America from within. It's a shadow government, and it's something that you should not miss. Secretly, the Bush administration, pursuing a policy to expand NAFTA politically, which has proven to be a disaster, I think any clear-thinking person should realize that. What's our budget deficit? Lord have mercy, it's way up there, isn't it? I mean, it's up into the multiplied billions of dollars a month, our budget deficit. That's NAFTA. Where are our jobs going? They're going overseas. Ask anybody. Working in the automobile plant in Detroit or wherever around this nation, our jobs are being shifted overseas, oftentimes with the help of our government, through subsidies and so forth. I mean, it's so obvious what they're up to. All we have to do is take a deep breath and see what's going on. It's not a very pleasant picture, folks. Not pleasant at all. Get on the telephone and talk to me. 800-313-9443. We're not trying to be alarmists here. I kid you not. I say it has to be prefaced because if you really think about it, this is so utterly out of the realm of possibility that this could happen within such a short period of time, 2010, that the first instinct is, or first response is to say that can't be. They're ringing a false alarm here. Boy, I wish that was the case. President Bush intends to abrogate U.S. sovereignty to the North American Union. Now, you'll probably get sick and tired of hearing me talk about this, but it has to be, it has to get out there, folks. It's up to you and me, as responsible American citizens, to know what's going on. You're not going to get this story from the mainstream media. My hat's off to Lou Dobbs over at CNN. He's trying his best, in spite of the network that he works for, to get the message out there. We don't hear much from Fox, do we? So it's WorldNet Daily here at RBN, where there's still the ability to get the truth out there, and we're trying desperately to so do, to do this in a responsible way, in a way that is understandable, where people understand the significance and the importance of all of this. So get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. And lest you think we're Johnny One Note here on the subject of this North American Union, it's something that we can't discuss enough, I don't believe. We don't want to go on and on like we're on a crusade here or something, but it's important that we understand exactly what's attempting to be implemented without congressional approval. When's the last time you heard George Bush discuss the North American Union? I venture to say I can't think of a time when he's ever brought it up, the subject. And yet we're talking about completely turning the sovereignty of this once great constitutional republic over and under the control of 300-some-odd elitists in this country who are promoting this fiasco called the Trilateral Commission. Now, I would venture to say, if you went out and did a man-on-the-street interview and put the microphone in front of somebody and said, have you ever heard of the Trilateral Commission, or the CFR, they'd either think you were a far right-wing fanatic or completely out of your mind. That's the mindset of the average American out there. So how in the world, Jefferson said it, he said an enlightened people cannot be enslaved. And that's what we're attempting to do here, is to merely get the truth out there. Get the truth to you and yours so that you can do your very best, as previous generations have done, including the best generation, the World War II generation, shedding their blood to protect this constitutional republic. And for us to blindly go about our lives and claim that while we're too busy, or all that stuff, all that talk about North American Union and CFR and all that stuff, that's just a bunch of nonsense. Who needs it? That's the ostrich philosophy. That's sticking your head in the sand. That's the type of thinking that's going to help undo this nation. You have a right to do that. When I say you, I don't mean you literally, I mean it editorially. Do you have a right to pass on a less free America than you've inherited? Steve in Ohio, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Don. I'll tell you a real serious problem we have here related to the open borders down there. And I'm seeing this more and more. We used to have state employment offices where you could go and look for a job. And over the years, they've closed all them down. And now you have to go to a privately owned temporary service. And you can go in there, and I've done this before myself. You can go in there, and you can fill out their forms, and you can sit there all day long and never get sent out to a job. But while you're sitting there, you can watch over 100 people that can't even speak English get sent out to work. It's almost like these places have deals with these companies. You know, that's all they want, sent out to their place. And me and my buddy and you know, several times we went there and sat all day. I mean, like from 8 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. And then they'll come out, you know, at 4:30 in the afternoon after you watch all these people get sent out for work. And they'll smile and say, sorry, we're all out of work, you know. You know, if you want to, you can come back tomorrow. You know, it's just that kind of attitude. And you know, you can sit there and listen, you know. And like none of these people know how to speak English. And I really doubt if they're... They've been in America very long. And, you know, I'm not a racist or anything. I you know, if somebody needs a job, that's great. But, you know, hey, let's be fair about it, you know. And you're seeing that, you know, all the time.
What, if anything, Steve, are the authorities doing about it, to your knowledge?
Not a thing, you know. They encourage it, you know. They encourage that. And, you know, I have friends that work at factories around here. Now, these people are getting sent out to good factory, you know, what's left of the good factory jobs. The higher paying jobs. They're not picking vegetables, you know. They're taking the good paying factory jobs. And a lot of my friends have told me
what good paying factory jobs, Steve, there are left after they've been shipped overseas. Go ahead.
Right. There ain't many left, you know. But you know, a lot of my friends tell me they work in some of these factories where these people are sent to, and he says they'll come in and they'll work for maybe a month or so, and then a lot of them will get off, like they'll hurt their back, and they'll get off for like 6 months on sick leave, and then like a lot of
and
these...
Plus collect unemployment benefits, I bet.
Yeah, huh? they get medical pay, and then he says you can turn right around and get off work that night and go, and these people are at the bars, you know, at nighttime running around, you know, but these American workers got to work twice as hard because all these people are off on sick leave. So, like, I think a lot of these people know how to work the system, you know, and they, and,
sure
boy, I tell you, it's a serious problem. I don't know if that's just in my area or if that's all over America, but if that's all
where
over America.
Steve, whereabouts in Ohio, if you don't mind my asking, Steve, where are you located?
I live between Toledo and Cleveland.
Now, that's an industrial area.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Sort of like
the. Tell our listeners around the country. What's happening to the industrial part of the economy in Ohio?
Oh, it's just devastated. I mean, just factories shutting down. It's just, they call it the Rust Bowl now. It used to be like all industrial places. I mean, there's big auto makers and stuff that's just empty buildings all over the place. It's just really bad. You know, just a person would be wise to get out of this area, but I don't know for sure, you know, where you would go. I don't know if things are any better anywhere else, but... It's just terrible. It's you know, there's a few good companies, you know, that's sort of owned by local businessmen that's good to their employees and stuff like that. But boy, most of them is just closed down and sent all their work overseas, and it's just terrible. So, but like,
you know, that's not going to get any better, regardless of the party that we put in office, the person. Because if you've heard me on this show at all. You know that it doesn't make any difference to the shadow government, the powers that be out there. I'm not dreaming this up, Steve. It exists. It's there.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't make any difference to them because they control them anyway.
Oh,
Ron
yeah.
Paul, to his credit, is not a member. Ronald Reagan was not a member. But I think going all the way back to John F. Kennedy or beyond that even, all of these people have been under the control of this Illuminati-inspired diabolic organization that's going to ultimately, if implemented, they're going to destroy the United States of America from within.
Oh, yeah. I think it's all in the name of money, too. I think this is just my opinion, you know, where these companies... I heard one of our big companies, I'm sorry I can't remember the name, But they said 60% of their sales now are coming from overseas, you know. So it's going to get to the point where they don't even need the American people anymore. And so I don't know.
Well, see, to the government, Steve, and listeners, may I make this observation? To the government, we are not citizens of a sovereign nation governed by a constitutional republic. We are nothing in the world but consumers. That's all we are to them. Go ahead.
I agree with you. I think that's a problem, you know. Boy, what has scared me is just seeing the manufacturing jobs just, you know, being shipped overseas. I knew that was our strength, you know, mm-hmm. right there.
Even well, that's what won every war from World War One to World War Two. Do you ever see these documentaries, Steve, and listeners on television where it says, hey, the thing that won the war for the United States of America, the Allies, was our industrial output. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You think we could still lay claim to that?
I don't think so. I remember my father told me, you know, when he went to fight in World War II, you know, my mom went and worked in the factories to build military stuff, you know, and just everything was all turned into producing military equipment. We could never do that now.
Detroit. Detroit turned out these tanks and Jeeps and all this. That was just for starters, Henry Ford and Company. Now look where are we going to go? Japan?
Guess we have a lot of fast food, you know, that's about it.
Steve, we've got callers waiting, but I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you for your
well-reasoned remarks.
Take care.
All right, let's move along here. We have Michael in New York. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Don. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Don, I'd just like to add on, we're not just consumers, but we're also human resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the term you always hear, how corporations view us and our government. We're just a resource, you see?
Sure.
Now,
does that give you a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling this morning, Mike?
You know, that's right, Don. When I used to be an engineer for IBM before I quit those Nazis back around 91, I used to build chips for them and had a great job. When I started hearing us being referred to as human resources by them, that's when I knew. That's when I started putting it all together that they were Nazis. And also, you know, right after 9/11, if everybody can remember when Boy George D.W. Bush was telling us, keep consuming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much more do people need to see what kind of unleadership we have?
Unleadership, that's a good word.
Unleadership.
Is that your own word, Michael? Unleadership, that's a good
yes,
one.
Yes, Don, but you can use it freely, and un as in UN. And also, Don, just want to mention, because you got to keep harping on the Pan-American Union, we all do, because this is what it's all coming down to. And if they...
Oh, say, Michael, can I interrupt you for a moment?
Sure.
Just for a second? Well, sure. Did you hear that we're going to have an exciting guest on the program on Friday?
No.
Deneen Peterson. She's a PhD, and she's got the subject of the North American or Pan-American Union nailed. And you don't want to miss that show.
Thank you, Don. I look forward to that one. And with this kind of activity and intention for our country by these people in our government right now, these foreign agents, what does that mean about all, and I want all the military people in service right now listening to what I'm about to say, what does that mean for every vet that fought in every previous war for our country? What was that really all for? Was it all for the New World Order, or was it for the freedom of the United States?
Well said. A point that I was trying to make prior to your call, Michael, was that every generation, previous generation in this once great proud nation of ours, came up when the responsibility was theirs to defend this Constitution, they did it, including the greatest generation, the World War II generation. What are we going to tell our grandkids when we let the likes of David Rockefeller and George Bush steal this country, defeat it from within, sell us out to the rest of the world, sell out our national sovereignty? What are you going to tell your kids and grandkids when that happens?
You know, Don, there won't be grandkids when that day comes for those people.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't have anybody to pass their excuse down to. They'll all be history.
Freedom isn't free, is it, Michael?
It never has been, Don, not in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, we appreciate your call.
Oh, thank you, Don. Great
we
show.
Really
have
do. We appreciate your input. You're well thought out and so forth, and we look forward to hearing from you, Michael, because
Don, can I mention one other thing?
So crucial.
Don,
pardon?
Can I mention one other thing?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate your compliments, sir, and it's my, you know, I just love to have an opportunity to talk to you. The other weekend, this past weekend, I had a seminar on health stuff. And so through the lecture, as I was explaining to people, all disease is due to corruption in the body, and the corruption is due to the faulty diets, and I get into it all in a simple scientific manner so they can understand it and realize this is how it all is. Disease is due to corruption, and corruption is due to bad habits. And the body will die from it just like a country will die from it. If the politicians are diseased or if the politicians are corrupted, then the disease sets in, and then death will ensue every time if it's not operated on quickly and the disease is put in check.
Sort of like a cancer.
Yes, sir, exactly like cancer. So as I was going into this, one of my brothers was there with a friend. So afterwards, they were saying, Mike, everything was great, but you got to watch out when you get into the political stuff. Because I even said a lot more, and I was a lot harder on these traders and the medical field. And so they said, you know, and so Chucky goes, Mike, this guy here, he's a good Christian. He's into the Lord, and he believes like the Lord, you should just lay down. And I said, oh, is that what the Lord's really all about, just laying down? I said, the Lord's mission was entirely different than ours. Now, should the founding fathers have just laid down too?
Good point.
And you see, Don?
You bet.
And so, unfortunately, like you're saying, these Americans today, they better get their tails out from between their legs, especially the men.
Mm-hmm.
And start to realize that we're holding the ball that was passed down from our ancestors, from the previous generation of Americans, and I ain't dropping that ball.
The biggest threat facing this nation today, Michael, and we have Mark in New York and in Kentucky waiting, too, and we'll get to you in a moment, Mark. But the biggest threat facing this nation today is not Osama bin Laden. It's not the Middle East. As serious as that threat is, because I think that by and large the American people do not even have a clue as to how serious this threat is. We've forgotten 9/11, and many of us have.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's all there. But the most serious threat is from within.
Yes, sir.
This nation can protect itself from without. The serious threat is from within. David Rockefeller, if you're listening, the jig is up. Because once the American people get onto your diabolic scheme, you're over with. You're history.
Go Don, ahead. Perfectly said, sir. And let me just wrap it up with that one by saying, and I'm living to see the day when they're all swinging from tree limbs.
Yep. We're not advocating violence. We have a disclaimer there, Michael.
Okay,
thank
Don.
You so much.
I'm
thanks
just
again,
talking
Michael,
personal.
For joining
us. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you. Mark in Kentucky, well, thanks for waiting. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Don.
Good morning.
I always want to know, have you ever heard of MS-13?
I have not.
It's a Mexican gang that's paramilitary. Now the origins of MS-13 was actually the School of Americas, where they actually were trained, where we actually had Mexican troops trained here in this country to defend the borders and stuff like that in places like Mexico. Well, they decided that they were going to get together with the drug dealers and everything else and get together with the gangs of Mexico, militarize them, give them some of their training, and now we have MS-13 gangs here in the United States. Now, initially, they started off in places like California, Texas, Arizona, places like that. Laredo was actually, Texas was actually really big on the M13 gangs down there. Well, they even had it to a point where they couldn't even go down. They had advising people not to go to Laredo for tourism or anything like that because the gang violence got so bad there.
In other words, anarchy. Anarchy could break out.
Right. And the thing of it is, now I live in Kentucky. Are you got the music coming on?
No.
Oh, okay, I thought I heard it. But I live in Kentucky, actually not that far away from Ohio. I'm right across the river is Ohio for me because I live around Covington. And The thing of it is over here, I was talking to a police officer, and he was talking about how he had a fellow report. Now, this guy was a gangbanger, was a Mexican guy who was drunk and actually hit a car in a parking lot somewhere, like a convenience mart.
There's our music. And can you hang on over the break here,
sure.
Mark? Okay.
Sure.
Mark in Kentucky with us on the phone. Get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. Easy to remember. Don Wayne here. Back in a moment.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back in the waning moments now of our program. We have a caller online as well, Mark, so can you kind of put a fine point on what you want to say here?
Well, I'm saying is that those gangs are moving up, and they're coming here in places like Northwest. And I told people this like a couple of years ago, like, hey, you know, because I have a friend of mine who actually works at a restaurant. He's a waiter, and he says, well, you know, we got Mexicans, legal Mexicans working the dishwasher, and they're really nice people, and blah, 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 and they walked all the way up here from Texas.
The usual B as in B, S as in S.
Right. And I'm like, you don't understand. I said, we also have these militant gangs coming across, and they're coming, and eventually they will get here. And if you think that the black gangs and all that, and the inner city gangs, was bad. I mean, these guys have got paramilitary training. They come from the same school that people like Gaddafi came from and people like Manuel Noriega came from.
Are you listening, Mr. and Mrs. America? Listen to Mark. Mark, we have to scoot along. Call again. Appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Input. We have to move here. We've got Bruce in Canada. Bruce, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Don. How are you this morning?
Hi.
Good.
That's fine. Thank you.
Comments. North American Union, we have a party. I'm calling in from Ottawa, Canada. We have a party formed up here called the Canadian Action Party. The leader's name is Connie Fogel. That's F-O-G-A-L. And it's been formed to fight the North American Union. And just looking at their website here, one of the things that she's commenting on is Manitoba Legislature throne speech confirms NAFTA highway corridor, Canada, U.S., and Mexico. And then there's a couple of points in there that they give, that they're coming out with enhanced driver's licenses in Manitoba coming in the fall of 2008 means tracking devices and or massive amounts of all your personal data imprinted on it, a show your paper step. Continental Trade Corridor running from Port Churchill through the United States to Mexico. This is the NAFTA superhighway we have been warning about, which media and all politicians have denied. And then it goes on a little bit more. But the point being here is that the Canadians are becoming well aware of what's going on, so you may get a lot of resistance up here because I don't think they're going to go along with it.
Well, your Prime Minister, Paul Martin, did.
Yeah, I know, but the population doesn't know what's going on just yet.
Can they reverse that, Bruce? Can they reverse his signature on that awful, diabolical piece of treaty?
I don't believe they can, but we have another prime minister in now. His name is Stephen Harper. He's from the Conservative
Party. That's what prompted my question. And what effect will that have, using your form of government up there, what effect can that have on previous prime minister's actions?
I think what they can do is they can bring in new legislation to stop it.
Is there a movement afoot in Canada to do that, to your knowledge?
It's minor, but it's starting to build. You see, I think what'll happen is, because we're only approximately 30 million people, is that it's not going to take as long to educate the population once this thing really starts to come to the forefront. It's not in the media right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe, I know that the young people in their 20s are very aware of what's going on. It's all over the internet, and it's, and on they're texting each other on their Blackberries or whatever they use to do that kind of thing. And I think they're more dialed in than the older people in the country. But when this starts to come up that this is actually going on, I think there's going to be a lot of resistance to it, because I just
Bruce,
don't think Canada will go
Bruce,
along.
We appreciate your input on this, and if I may personally invite you to stay tuned to this show, because we would appreciate your perspective up there in Canada from time to time.
Oh, yes, I will do that, Don. I'm a regular caller to RBN, so I'll be pleased, sir.
Yeah,
anyway,
well,
thank you very much.
Thank you for your input, Bruce. Bruce in Canada. Thank you, callers. Don Wayne here. The torch of freedom is lit. I kid you not. We'll be back with you same time, same station here. Don't forget Friday, big show. Dr. Deneen Peterson will be here. You don't want to miss it. See you then.